The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, big issues, big guests. Usually the legal top rank out there is Andy McCarthy, of course, over the years. But I happen to see Andy today talk about his friendship, or at least I think he tweeted it, with Pete Hegseth and what he thinks of this choice that is just did seem like he came out of nowhere. We also have Judge Marchand out there, and Andy's got a piece up today about Lawfare having to stop. I mean, the election went Trump's way at various points, got more support when people saw how ridiculous this is. But that state case still is overhanging. What is it set back? I think it's to the 19th. So next Tuesday, where we finally get a decision on this. Let's go to Andrew C. McCarthy. Andy McCarthy on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, welcome in. Good to have you today.
Dom, great to be with you.
So I didn't know that you had a friendship with Pete Hegseth. Tell us about that.
Well, I wouldn't say Pete's a close friend of mine, but I've known him for a number of years. I think the world of him. And I was taken aback a little bit by some of the reaction to President Trump's naming him for DOD, because I thought it was kind of an inspired choice. Obviously, you get the sort of the clown car that sees that he's a Fox News morning personality, as they put it. So they want to like pigeonhole him right that way. But he's actually a patriotic, Ivy League educated warrior who's thought very deeply about military issues and has given a lot of his professional life to working on behalf of veterans. And what I remember best about Pete was before I knew him at Fox at all, this is many years ago, I was pretty critical of the counterinsurgency strategy that the Bush administration had in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I wrote something about it. And Pete got in touch with me and walked me through what we were doing there. And he didn't convince me that the counterinsurgency strategy would work, because I just think that if you're a foreign power that doesn't want to doesn't want conquest, like we didn't, you know, we didn't want to stay forever in Afghanistan or Iraq, it's very hard to win that kind of a war with an entrenched indigenous bunch of militias. But he walked me through it in a way that made me understand it like a million times better, and I was really impressed by his mastery of it. So I think very highly of him. I think he's going to do a great job. And I also think it's amazing to me that a lot of the people who had critical things to say about Pete have no problem with our current defense secretary, who's been a five-alarm disaster. So, you know, let's just see how he does.
Yeah, a guy who doesn't tell him he's going into the hospital for something serious. Like, where is he? is pretty amazing. And Andy, my only thing, and look, I think this should come out during the testimony before the Senate. He hasn't, Pete, done an organization like this, which is as vast. Andy, I'm sure you've been to the Pentagon, right?
I worked actually for Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz for about a year at the Pentagon after I left the Justice Department, so sure.
Were you able to find the men's room? Because I broadcast from there. We had a guide, and he didn't exactly get lost, but he was sort of fumbling, I could tell, and he was guiding us. He just gave him room, you know?
I have to tell you, Dom, it took me about 6 weeks to be able to find my office day to day because everything looks like everything else. It's like it's amazing. But it's a vast bureaucracy. But look, nobody's ever run anything as big as that.
True.
You know, I mean, you know, every guy who gets nominated to that job. And I just saw this morning that John Lehman, who was one of the great Navy secretaries in the history of the United States, was given that job by President Reagan when he was at the age of 38 and had never run a bureaucracy before. And, you know, Lehman's a great guy. We'll see how Pete does. But Lehman ran rings around those people.
Yeah, and Lehman is a native guy in this area. Andy, we've had him here even for Book Fest and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's right. He was only 38. I remember that. He's the one that really built the Navy up.
So, yeah, that's exactly. I think Pete may be older than J.D. Vance, who's going to be vice president. You know, I mean,
yeah.
The fact that these guys are, you know, these guys are in their prime as a member of, and I think we could both sympathize with this, Dom, as a baby boomer who is a member of the generation that completely screwed up the country. I'm happy to see these guys come on.
Well, I'm looking at my producers here. I don't know if we're happy to hand it over to them. We'll see when their generation comes there.
I guess it depends on which one.
But Andy, he's going to have guys that know the vastness of this, the bureaucracy, et cetera, and they'll help. That's a key, who he has in mind for that, to keep him up to speed with that. But to me, his mission is fighting force, and it's also, I don't think it's overkill. I am very surprised, Andy, I don't know about you, on many occasions, the DEI stuff, the military is the last place for that. It used to be the ultimate meritocracy.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I think the best thing about Pete, and you're quite correct to dwell on the vision for the agency, the Defense Department is not a sociology experiment. You know, it's how we defend the United States. And it provides us with the security that's necessary to have the prosperity that makes America a unique country in the history of the world. So he's got that right. And I think as long as he's got that right, everything else will come along.
Andy, Judge Marchand still out there. Crystal ball, you and Turley and the others on Fox. I'm not sure if you've figured it out here. I mean, after the election and all that. The other guy, Jack Smith, now standing down. And I know he is probably one of the most dogged prosecutors out there, maybe excessive even. He sees it. But this state case, what do you think Marchand does? What's happening now for listeners until the 19th?
Yeah, well, so what's going to happen on the 19th is he has directed Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney's and his staff to provide the court with a roadmap for how they see the case going forward. And I thought that was interesting because it's similar to what Judge Chutkan did with Jack Smith. Chutkan gave Smith a December 2nd deadline to do that. Marchand gave Bragg until what happened is one of two things. You know, my hopeful thing, which I am not betting the ranch on, is that they'll dismiss the case, which I think should be done because it's a terrible case. But that would require both Bragg and Marchand to admit a lot of error, and I don't think that they're those kind of guys. I think the middle ground is that they agree to a suspension of the proceedings while Trump is president. And then what will end up happening, Dom, is you know, we'll get 4 years down the road and we'll never hear of this case again. But I think it's important to President Trump that he not be sentenced, because technically, and I know, you know, some think that I'm making too big of a issue of this, but I think it's a big issue to President Trump. He's not a convicted felon. You know, they keep saying he's
exactly
a convicted felon.
Right.
You're not a convicted felon if you've made a motion, if you haven't been sentenced yet, and you have a pending motion before the court to vacate the jury verdict. In criminal law, the judgment of conviction doesn't get filed until after the judge rules on the post-trial motion and sentence. That hasn't happened yet. So I think President Trump would like to not be technically a convicted felon as he's in office. And I think the way that you prevent that from happening is, even if Merchan were to deny his post-trial motion, part of it is immunity, which you get to automatically and instantly appeal, which he could, you know, he could run out the clock on that for a long time. So I think Merchan knows that. And the smart thing to do would be to just put the case in suspense. The best thing to do would be to dismiss it. But
yeah,
I think the second best thing is put it in suspense for 4 years.
That makes sense. Well, that's a good outcome. Andy, we see you on Fox. Are you on today?
No, nope. Today's a nice, quiet day for me. I think it's a loud day for, I think President Trump met with President Biden today earlier,
yes,
right? So I think that's the big news of the day. But I don't know what, if anything, came out of it.
All right. Well, we'll catch up. Anything else you're doing that we should know?
Well, no, I'm working on my column for Saturday and trying to stay out of trouble.
All right. And how about those Mets? Who are they going to pick up this summer, this winter?
Well, you know, look, I don't know. I think this season was such a surprise. I just kidded with my buddy Rich Lowry on our podcast that, you know, I was happy watching the playoffs and he was miserable because he's a Yankee fan. And if they didn't, you know, if they don't win in the end, it's misery for them. Whereas I didn't expect my team was going to do anything, and they had a nice little run in them. So I actually got to enjoy the season for a change.
Try doing that here in Philadelphia. Yeah, it didn't work out.
I know.
All right. Well, Andy, have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk before then. And thank you, as always. Thanks for coming on today.
Same to you, Dom. Thanks so much.
Andy McCarthy here on Talk Radio 1210. His insight with Pete Hegseth. And he's right. J.D. Vance, I think, is a bit younger, etc. Now, this is going to be a battle when he gets before the Senate, and some of these Republicans certainly could go the other way. All right, right now, though, it is time for you
it's
know what?
Bob's Money Melody.
Money gone.
That is right. Today we're playing for copy of Letters to Trump. Now, this is the book we have with Don Trump here. You've heard about it. It is funny to see these world-class celebrities gush over Trump until he ran for office. Then suddenly we could write the book of he's Hitler, etc. So, Dan, what do you have today?
Yeah, Don, today we're going to be talking about underrated villains. And
right.
This one comes from a film that Henry often talks about as his most recent favorite film. He talks about it all the dang time. But it's actually an original adaptation of this film from a book that starred a musician playing a role of a very underrated villain. When you talk about this movie, a lot of times people say the only shining part of this film was the villain played by this musician. So, Dom, I'm going to play back a song covered by this person. We want to know who this musician is singing the song that played a very underrated villain role in the original adaptation of what's become Henry's favorite movie. He loves the remake that just came out within the past couple of years. Take
okay,
a listen.
Fire.
Well, she's walking through the clouds. Well, the circus man is running around. Butterflies and zebras, the moonbeam, a fairy tale. Oh, she ever talks about riding with the wind.
All right, we're looking for the cover artist of Little Wing today, Dom. We want to know who that singer is singing that song.
A lot of clues there. Hit us with that, and you get this coffee table. Great book, fun book. Seriously, you won't believe the people in there, what they say to Trump, the letters to Trump. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Give your guess right now, and more of your calls coming up on Talk Radio 12.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Okay, I got something. Central Bucks School District again coming up, but let's hear the clue here and tell me who's covering this song.
Well, she's walking through the clouds. Well, a circus man.
All right, let's try Larry in the Northeast. Larry, who's covering that song?
I'll take a wild guess. Is it Bryan Adams?
No,
not Bryan Adams. No.
All right, let's try Bob in Cherry Hill, Talk Radio 1210. Who do you think it is, Bob?
It is Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, otherwise known as Sting.
Nicely played, Bob. A little
and
bit
Bob,
of
can you tell me what movie we're talking about
right,
here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dune. 1984's Dune by David Lynch, recently remade into Henry's favorite film by Villeneuve.
Villeneuve. I read the book back in the 80s.
Yeah, okay. Nicely played, Bob. Awesome. Enjoy the Trump book. Dan, any more tidbit on that?
No. Played, as I said, a very underrated villain. Not a very well-received movie, that Dune, back in the day, but a very well-received villain and memorable villain played by Sting there.
All right. Just mark down on your pad there, Henry or Dan, too. I think we have to get Tiffany Justice on tomorrow because we need some justice here from Moms for Liberty. This Central Bucks School Board last night, and the Inquirer just printed up, that's why I know about it, said no. So-called trans girls, really, boys, biological or otherwise, can play in the Central Bucks School. Even with they cited the election and they said they're going to be a buffer against that type of stuff. What is wrong with these people in Bucks County electing people like Marsaglia and Bob Harvey, Harv deGrasse, to be the commissioners and the nonsense they did during this election? Now the Central Bucks School Board. Here we go again. Here's why I mentioned Tiffany Justice. Because the Moms for Liberty have this injunction. If there is a Moms for Liberty member in a school district, according to this judgment, they can put the kibosh on this stuff. That's the standing of where we are now. The school board there said they will be a buffer against this outrage. Even after this election, even after we've seen and we've talked about what an issue this is, in Bucks County, here we go. And Bucks County went for Trump. I have a new number here, at least according to the number I got this morning. It wasn't 512 votes. Ultimately, as it stood last night, it was 1,284 votes. So Central Bucks School District, as the progressives like to say on the every time they're stymied, you're on the wrong side of history. People see through this. They oppose it on so many different levels. You have no science on your side. You have no compassion on your side. You have no defense of young women on your side. All that you have is this ideology that wants to ignore reality. And you're still going to make, now you're consistent. So we're going to see with the next school board election and the next election out in Bucks County, how people view this. And I'm just looking at the back and forth last night.
the transgender student participation. We're talking about you. Children want to play with their friends, children that want to do things that kids do in childhood, said Britt Freeman, who has three daughters, including one who's transgender. They simply want to be accepted. I think that's Brett. I think that's a dad. With the dad, are you kidding me? Is that the point here? This is not being accepted. This is meeting the qualifications to play in these leagues. This is what women fought for. Equality of opportunity, fairness, competition, etc. This is not a pickup game. If you want to go and play a pickup game, dad, on a schoolyard, yes, if they want to play together and all, who cares? This is a competitive sport. Young females are competitive. We had on, well, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, Paula Scanlon, who had to compete against Leah Thomas at Penn, and what that was like. This is just the ridiculous nonsense, even with the last election, even with the science, the reality of it. The only thing I'll say is this. This issue, I predict, is not going to go away. Progressive school boards like this, they're going to continue to try to con the public, try to find new camouflages. But I'm so glad we called it well before the election. Of course, the economy, inflation, the border. This is not about that alone, though. This is about a tell toward how radical they are, that they want to sacrifice young women to have to engage in this stuff up and down the line. This is an 80 percenter, meaning 80% of people agree with me on that. And the more they continue to do this, these little bubbles that they're in, the more they're going to lose ultimately. Love to get your reaction if you were at that. Maybe Marianne Davis, somebody else. And I think the Moms for Liberty might be one swooping in on this one. All right, 855-839-1210. Before I take any more calls, one more school-related thing. This is awful. Philadelphia Inquirer's right. Students at various schools in Northeast Philadelphia. One, Mickey Comans, principal of the Anne Frank Elementary. We cannot service our students. He said the school currently educates 1,630 students with 150 staff. The building capacity is only 1,360. The principal of Baldy Middle School said her school has 1,548 students, 200 staff right now, already putting at more than 400 people over building capacity. And they go through all the feeder schools, etc. And then the Inquirer tells you in the middle of this, after giving all these, they bury it. Well, there's a lot of immigrants here. Almost 70%, they say, of the school. It's called Loesch Elementary. Are English learning, English language learners who require support. No ELL teacher has a dedicated classroom or operating off carts, all but one of the school's specialist teachers. I had to do that once as a teacher. It's awful. There's no art room, no room to spread out, said one. It's limited by what we can haul up the stairs. Again, how in the world do I know or suspect that they might be here illegally? Well, if they're here legally, would we really see this number of the new students, the Inquirer talks about, some weeks 75 or 80% that come in don't speak English? Is that likely? No, it's not. What's happening here seems pretty obvious. This is a hotbed of where people, I know in Northeast Philadelphia, there was quite an influx of people from Brazil, many of them illegal potentially. So be honest with people. Put that as the headline. Oh my God, chaos. What are we going to do? Well, this is what happens. Didn't it happen when Dan and I talked with the people from Charleroi? Remember that town in Pennsylvania? Now, those people were legal technically because of the provisos of the Biden administration. But still, Springfield, Missouri, the town gets overrun. The services get overrun. And what do the Martha Raddatz and others sitting in fancy homes say? Only a handful. Deal with it. What did the last election say? We're tired of this stuff. You know, no one wants to see anything negative toward these kids. It's overcrowding in the Northeast puts schools in crisis mode. We're getting students every single week. We're all packed to the gills. Be honest. say some of this is brought on by people coming to this country legally or illegally. Let people know that. Don't just tell us all these people that can't speak English pack in the schools. Not only that, think of the burden there. You can't have huge numbers of kids not speaking English. You don't have the staff for it to deal with this. And apparently they don't have the rooms. They're in closets. They're in these spaces where they shouldn't be.
Do you hear yourself?
Oh, there you go. That's right. J.D. Vance with Martha Raddatz. Do you have a Raddatz rejoinder to that, Dan?
I have the whole thing.
Yeah. Let's hear that. Remind people, Northeast Philadelphia.
We're limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs.
Only a handful at the end. Only a handful. She said it again at the very end. So there you go. Now, they did elect in Northeast Philadelphia, Pocozzi. We hope to have him on the show. Young guy around this. But again, you're not supposed to mention this? And inquire, what should the headline be here? Overcrowding. And then talk about the newcomers that are provoking this crowding. Doesn't mean you have to condemn them. You might say, well, thank God they're here. They're coming from this, that, and the other. But it is a problem. What are we going to do? And I think people in Northeast Philadelphia would say, at least I hope they're saying, you know what? You know what the solution is, Dan? They want to take kids and people that know the city of Philadelphia. And I think, Dan, you do. Much farther Northeast Philadelphia than where you were in Port Richmond. They want to pack them in buses, potentially, and send them to West Philly. Picture second and third graders every day going from, let's say, halfway up the boulevard even, over to West Philly in traffic every day.
Where are our priorities?
Yeah. Maybe they'll take kindergarten kids and send them there.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in favor with the newcomers saying, well, you know, they shouldn't be here, put them on. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't agree with that. So I don't agree with putting any of these kids on buses. Philadelphia public schools are rampantly incompetent in addition to their ideology.
But like, we can't even afford air conditioning for schools, Dom.
I always go back
to that one.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Eagles, has to provide air conditioning to schools in the district, and yet we're opening our arms and trying to be virtuous over here. Let's do well for our citizens first.
I remember when you say that. I think the date they give that they think the schools will be having air conditioning of a sort is 2027. All this money, all this time, all these people, what the hell are they doing? Well, they're in the Philadelphia public schools. They're incompetent. You would need Jalen Hurts to get most of his salary. Even that, they would waste it by middle of next week. They'd be like, well, that $50 million, you know, we don't know where that went.
Yeah,
I could only buy so many air conditioners. They probably spend $10,000 per air conditioner or something. It's just ludicrous. But imagine this horror story. They did report that, the overcrowding. Are the people in Northeast Philadelphia saying anything? Are they still going to line up to vote for, I don't know, Kevin Boyle and Brendan Boyle? What does Brendan Boyle say about this? Brendan, come on the show again. It was only once in 13 years, I think, or since the last time. Got kind of sensitive about some stuff I said in Northeast Philadelphia. 855-839-1210, we're coming to you. If you're in that area, if you're a mom or dad there, we'd love to hear from you. That this is just ridiculous that you don't put that in the headline. You don't have to be negative to the kids, but you got to acknowledge the problem that Americans are facing. And I'm kind of surprised, Dan, these parents have not started marching on the school district, protesting, doing something. The stories, having your kid educated in a closet with all the money that goes to the Philadelphia public schools, how can they justify that? They don't have to. They just keep doing it. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. The holidays are around the corner, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve parties. Hosting a family, going to work and family events. Get all that in. Turn all that over.
to your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up the Smith Island Crab Cake, Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the MAGA Colossal Crab Cakes. Delicious. Time to stock up on them. Check out the variety of homemade soups for a delicious meal. It's a perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, various salads, desserts. Get something for that Thursday night, tomorrow night, Eagles game. Captain Chuckie's, several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everybody, but the appetizers, the soups, the desserts, they're all there. Only the highest quality ingredients. And their Gulf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. My favorite, too, those delicious Dom rolls. They go great with football. They go great with basketball. Just get some. The Dom roll. And all this good stuff, just one website. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. That's the only place you have to go. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Head it to the shore. Well, then go to CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. By the way, one more nugget from the Central Bucks School District. There was a lot of talk of Project 2025. They won't let it go, even though you noticed Trump is not populating any of these positions with any of the Project 25 and all that 2025 of all that stuff that went on. Fox confirms that Trump and Thune spoke by phone. This isn't Mitch McConnell, but this is not going to be an easy thing going on here. And people on Twitter, on my Twitter, are hitting McCormick because he congratulated Thune. I don't know that McCormick voted for Thune in the first ballot or Rick Scott. Hope to get him on. We'll ask him. Henry, you can put that on yours, too. I asked his person to come on as soon as possible. I think he ought to reveal it to the public. If he doesn't, I just, you know, as much as I want the guy to be incredibly successful, I think you have to tell who you voted for in that first ballot and why. I'm assuming he voted for Thune on the second ballot. A vote for Cornyn, that would take a lot of defending. All right, so we'll see how this plays out. It's a little bit uneasy today. These guys didn't get the memo. They still think they're in the Senate. One of the major reasons you're in the Senate is because of Trump and the Trump win. Helped to put, say, McCormick over the top in a close race. So, you know, going back to the old stuff, the Senate, we do what we want here. That's not going to fly very easily. And even Scott isn't a real MAGA conservative, whatever. He's conservative enough, Rick Scott. All right, let's go to John in Huntington Valley on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Hey, sorry, I was listening to what was going on at the schools when the immigrants, I can't agree more. But one thing, being an educator, I'm actually calling to kind of have you talk me off the ledge and calm me down a little bit. I'm concerned what you said about Project 2025. Maybe not so far as Trump would go, but the Heritage Foundation. I mean, when they talk about the cost cutting, the $2 trillion from Ramaswamy and Elon, and we talk about the Department of Education. And I was talking about this with my daughter-in-law, who's employed as a special ed teacher by Montgomery County. And she's worried about her job. But more than that, my grandson, who's 4 years old, a wonderful kid. He's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. But he's on the spectrum and has an IEP. And we're scared to death that this is going to get wiped away.
These are all expenditures, by and large, that are at the state level. So, I mean, you know, that's where local control of education is. All I see the education department doing is executing a lot of things that take away and really impinge on these local school districts, like the new Title IX thing from Biden, where they essentially said gender fluid people can compete against girls. I mean, this is the type of stuff.
Well, I agree with you. That's ridiculous. But Dom, and I've talked to different friends of mine who are teachers, and it's, you know, it's federal regulations and federal laws that protect the at-need kids.
Right, but remember, wait a minute, John. The Department of Education is not setting the federal laws here. That's for the Congress to do. That's where it always is. They execute it. They may interpret it to some degree, but it's Congress that actually stipulates these things as far as all these programs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think there's, I mean, again, I think there's enough common sense between the executive branch and, you know, the legislative that they're not out to hurt anybody. But what is the impact, though, of really the hardcore evangelical input from Heritage and all that on these things?
Well, I mean, take a look at has Trump put all these Heritage people in there? And the answer is no. Thank you, John. Look, it's fine to be worried as this sorts to shake out. But even on the deportation thing, you heard where Trump and Homan have been. That's what's going to happen. We talked about it. There's 1.3 million that are supposed to be deported. They haven't been yet because of the Biden administration. There are criminals. There are national security threats. And then there are the work site issues. But is the military going to be? We've been through this. No, it's going to be ICE. And there is a legal structure, to John's point, or the congressional structure on all these programs that are there. All right, so we'll see on a regular basis how they shake out. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Earl.
Just taking off the speakerphone. It amazes me how the liberals just keep basing their opinions of people on their current job. I mean, it's Fox News host Pete Hegseth, Fox News host Mike Huckabee. But at the Kamala Harris rally, they didn't refer to unemployed black man Barack Obama. I mean, you know, for Obama's former president, he deserves the respect that he gets. But Hegseth deserves, you know, the respect that he should get for what he's done.
To show you these fossils, these right, Republican fossils, I legitimately heard three or four of them that didn't know who Pete Hegseth was. How are you a Republican in that universe, Fox News Channel, et cetera? Even though he's a weekend, usually, he's one of the more prominent faces of Fox News. How would you not know at least who he is?
Well, that and the fact that they keep talking about how bitter and hateful Trump is and, you know, how miserable he is. And he kept bad-mouthing Fox the entire election. And here it is. He's picked two people that work for Fox to go, at least two people, to work in his administration. Trump picks the best people that he can find. And that's what he's always done, or you know, he's tried to do. And they keep saying that, you know, Trump's picking people that are going to be loyal to him, that aren't going to do the job. It's like, no, you always pick people that are going to be loyal to you. You know, you're not going to pick someone that's going to go and try and, you know, burn down everything that you've tried to build. You know, they're not being loyal to him. They're being loyal to the country.
Hold up on that, Earl, for a second. Here is Whoopi. And look, it's the right thing to do to pronounce VP Harris's name correctly. I don't like it when people don't. Listen to her trying to get Hegseth's name incorrect.
He also picked... You ready? Co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Not even like regular. Weekend. Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete Hegseth. And he's picked him to be U.S. Secretary of Defense.
My goodness. They just wallow in stupidity, bitterness, hatred, the biggest bubble in the country. I still think Sonny Hostin is still the star of that, though, Dan.
God. Well, when you don't have an intelligent argument, you rely on pettiness. That's all they have.
They're not even good at pettiness. All right, Earl, who's your underrated villain?
I had another answer, but I decided I'm going to try and schmooze the judges. And I'm going to go with the Shawshank Redemption, and I'm going to go with Captain Hadley, because Warden Norton was, you know, the main bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that, you know, abused and, you know,
right,
did everything for Andy. But it was Captain Hadley who tried to throw Andy off the roof, who went and shot the greaser. You know, Norton was so bad, he shot himself in the head and blew his brains out at the end of the film. But they arrested Hadley, and you just, you know, never found out what happened to him.
Well, wait a minute. We did.
Underrated.
Remember that? I heard he cried like a baby when they got him, Captain Hadley.
Well, yes, but yeah. I mean, after that, he was underrated because I always thought he was the bigger, you know, he was the one that was abusing and killing people as opposed to Norton, who was just abusing his power.
Thank you very much. Dan's got some more. Here's JP, pressed by a reporter about whether Biden apologized to Trump for calling him a Nazi or a fascist.
In the meeting, we saw a unified front related to a transition in the Oval Office meeting. But a lot was said on the campaign trail, like Trump is a dangerous threat to our country and our democracy. Was there an apology today?
I'm sorry?
Was there an apology from President Biden for some of the words he used?
An apology from the president, President Biden.
To President-elect Trump for some of the words that was used on the campaign trail.
Look, and I've answered this a couple of times about a threat to democracy in the past week. The president is going to always feel obligated to be honest with the American people. What he says still stands. And it's not just him. You heard this from former staffers. You heard it from the former chief of staff, John Kelly, and others. You heard it directly from the president, president-elect, the former president, about enemy of the people.
She doesn't even buy her own.
Very, very clear. Very clear. What we want to be also very clear about is the importance of listening to the will of the American people. There was an election. It is important to respect our institution.
Democracy of this.
It is important to respect the free and fair elections. And that's what this president is doing. Leading by example and putting that aside and putting the American people first. But what he said still stands. And it's not just him.
We got it, Dan. And the point I made right at the beginning of the show, this is why you don't go around with Hitler, fascists, and all that. Because then how do you act in a way that's, you know, better at the end for everybody to see? I mean, it was good of Biden to do what he did. But I think consistently he could have said, no, I can't do that with President Trump. That would have been consistent. It's indefensible. She's a dope and she's put into something where somebody brilliant would have trouble defending. And you end up with this melange. The beginning, every time she does that tactic. Well, what are you talking about here? And the reporters are going, what do you mean? Apology from President Biden for the words. Keep that one for tomorrow.
At this point, she probably just has senioritis. Like, she's like, all right, I got two more months.
This has been consistent throughout.
I mean, it totally has, but if I were her, I'd be like, I don't care anymore.
Eyes gloss over when she was doing the rhetoric back, though. Like, do I really still got to keep
Well, Dan, you were out a little bit there with Whatley, though. I think I got a commitment that talk radio hosts are going to be put in the first row there asking questions. Yes. Oh,
that's awesome.
I'm already thinking you guys can rig up something where you can be live, you can have something on your head and talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
First day,
put a
right
GoPro
there.
On, yes.
I'm working on the purple tie. It's got to be worse than that. All right.
Sorry.
Was there an apology from President Biden for some of the words used?
An apology from the president, President Biden.
To President-elect Trump for some of the words that was used on the campaign trail.
Oh, my goodness. Torture. Just answer it. No, we're not going to do that. Okay. We got you. I understand. All right. Lightning round is next. Hit us right there with that. Let's talk about FanDuel, though. The NBA is back. Well, maybe the Sixers are not last night. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater, is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more. Make every moment more, though, with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD. Had to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, the lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert, who's your person today?
Hi, Dom, Dan. I'll get right to it. I am going to go with Marv Merchants and Harry Lime, otherwise known as the Wet Bandits from Home Alone.
Yes.
And you guys have a great day. Great show today, Dom.
Thank you very much, Robert, as always. Drew in Upper Darby's got one I think is an underrated villain. Who is it, Drew?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Dom, you know, this guy wasn't that bad of a guy overall, but he couldn't help himself with his greed. He really bought into the have and the have-nots. He was the creator of the blackout rule in NFL football, where if a team didn't sell out at home, it wasn't on TV locally, and that's Art Modell. And for some people, football is their only escape for their cultural enjoyment, and he just snatched it away from them.
I didn't know he did that. I knew he moved the team in the middle of the night, too.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, he's a
great
answer, Drew.
All right, that is a great, maybe a winner. All right, Henry, who do you like?
I think it was right there with Drew's call, Art Modell.
It was surprising in the end, yeah, because I didn't know the other fact about it. I knew that's where I thought he was going. All right, Art Modell. We'll put that into the hat with Drew. And tomorrow we have another great question. Dan, anything to add for the good of the team here?
No, looking forward to a great show tomorrow with some great guests.
Yeah, coming on. Yes, we have a couple things already in development. Maybe even the DA out in Bucks County. I commend them doing an event where your catalytic converter is marked so that people can't steal it. Oh, I don't know, in places like Krasnerland. All right, Richie always next for four big hours, then that big event tonight. I'll see you out there at the Media Theater. I get to introduce the duo tonight. All that right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.